In today's episode, we discuss Nora the Ass Eater, Beyonce vs. Prince, Tough Titties and Sour Milk, and we read some of your reviews of the podcast. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Okay, so before we get into anything, you guys know us pretty well, but I want to get to know you guys. So, I have a little challenge for you. If you go to psychobabblesurvey.com, you can enter all of the information about you. And this is a way for us to get to know what you want to hear, what you want to know about, and maybe some topics that we're going to talk about in the future. So, if you want your voice to be heard, you have to do it right now. And I'm going to be talking about it until enough of you guys do it. So, I say enough of you just do it this episode. Deal? Go to psychobabblesurvey.com and let me know who you are. If you're listening to this, if my voice is in your ears, you have to do it. psychobabblesurvey.com. Now, before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to today's sponsor. We don't have one today, but I guess what we will say is our sponsor is our Instagram accounts. Corey, what's your Instagram?
Oh, it's at Corey Cool. K-O-R-E-Y-K-U-H-L. I just hit 200,000.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yes, they do.
Maybe some people do. Mine is Tyler Oakley, T-Y-L-E-R-O-E-K.
Yeah, no one cares.
If you want to go follow us, leave a comment on our latest video and say, Psychobabble rules, and we'll go stalk you in return, and maybe we'll like your selfies. Only the people that write Psychobabble rules on our latest posts. Good morning!
Are we ready?
We're ready! Are we sweaty?
I'm not. I feel great.
I am not. Sometimes. you guys, have you seen that one Vine? There's nothing, the only thing worse, okay, I don't know which one's worse. The type of people who are
judge,
like,
I'll
yeah,
judge.
You be the judge, okay. You tell me. Would you rather have me start a sentence with, have you seen that Vine where?
I'm okay with it because probably I have.
And then I try to explain it. Or when I'm like, so there's this Tumblr post, let me explain it.
See, I think I would rather, my brain thought suddenly that there were less Vines in the world than there were Tumblr posts.
Who knows?
I know, truly who knows. So well, I was like.
It's impossible because Tumblr posts can also be Vines. So the amount of Vines that exist are just a fraction of how many Tumblr posts that can exist.
Me, Julie.
What?
Just waiting to take off to Barcelona.
Oh, I don't like that Vine as much. It's only relevant if I'm going to Barcelona.
Well,
sorry, Barcelona.
Bartha. Don't forget to your.
back to the subject.
So are you sweaty?
Sometimes. Sometimes. But in Barcelona.
I once was sweaty in Barcelona.
Oh my God. Remember when we went to Barcelona and.
Yeah. Your life got ruined.
It was really the worst.
You shit your
worst.
Pants.
I didn't shit my pants. Did I?
You got your period.
Sometimes.
While you were flying.
I can't believe it. I always get my head period when we're flying.
Yeah. I don't think like a bloody nose is really a head period.
Logistically, I'm not sure how it all works.
Yeah.
The body, the human one.
I think that's what they do actually call a bloody nose.
A head period.
Oh, God.
I think it's more of a semicolon.
Got another head period.
Perhaps it's an ellipsis.
Are you getting checked out for that?
Yeah, I am. I told you. We were in the airport the other day.
Don't they just cauterize?
What does that mean?
They're going to burn your nostril.
Oh, I don't have time. What if that changes my voice? Thank God. Everyone at home is probably like, get it done!
I googled nose...
Sometimes!
Nose cauterized pain.
Oh, great.
What to expect at home? I'll print this out.
Will you bring me ice?
I don't think that's how it works.
Will you bring me... Oh my God!
They use
Shake
a chemical
Shack.
Swab to burn the inside of your nose.
Where's what?
Yeah,
like a
don't touch the nose. That's the
me
one.
In the bedroom. And I'm not talking about the one on my head. You know what I'm saying?
Your head period. Are you going to tell them what this sometimes Vine is?
I tried
It's like
to.
Been 8 minutes and now they're never going to know.
Well,
so they're just going to have to live with you and I being like sometimes.
I thought. It was a Vine of a child who had been asked Well, here's...
had been asked?
No, yes. So apparently there's an original, okay? And I did not know it existed.
The true, true.
There's a true vine. Original vine.
True, true.
What I had seen first was a parody. And you know how I feel about parodies.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about parrots. It's at ease. Scary. They're always planning something.
Parrots at ease.
They are right now, unless they were... Sorry, Prince.
What?
Do you think the parrots got Prince?
No, I don't.
We'll get to Prince. We'll get to Prince.
Yes. We'll get there.
So, there's this child, and they ask her, how do I even tell
the
this?
The person filming the child.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little kid.
You tell this story.
It's a little kid coloring, and yeah. Someone's filming them. And they
wait,
say,
she's coloring? I didn't even
I
notice
she's
that.
Coloring.
All I notice is that she's picking her nose.
Well,
me.
I don't even think she picks her nose. I think she was picking her nose, and then they started filming.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what's her
what's
name?
What's her name?
I want to say like
Darla?
Julie.
Julie?
She does look like a Darla.
I know.
Anyways, they ask said child, do you ever pick your nose? And she says, sometimes.
Nora, that's her
Nora.
Name.
Nora, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Nora. That's the original is, do you ever
God,
pick your
where
nose?
Where is she now?
It's been like 2 months. I don't know.
2 months?
No. Oh my God, this was uploaded in 2013.
Yeah, she's like six now.
I wonder if she, well, she's, who knows? She could be doing the parody version by now.
Actually, I think the original, wait, is the original do you pick your nose or is the original
oh, wait.
Do you pee your pants?
This is, yeah, this is do you pee your, listen, we just discovered
this. Oh my God, we suck at life.
The original is do you, hey Nora, do you pee your pants? And she goes, what?
Sometimes.
And then they go, do you pee your pants? She goes, sometimes. And that, but the one that I had seen.
The one you thought was the original.
And I thought was the original, and I thought this was brilliant. Somebody asking a child if they eat ass, which is what every child should be asked. And they asked her, hey, Nora.
Do you ever eat ass?
Do you ever eat ass? And she goes, what? And she, they go, do you eat ass? And she goes, sometimes.
I mean, it's the, all they do is dub over the parent voice.
And so now, Corey's response to everything is,
sometimes.
It's, I think it's the best thing I've ever had.
So. I accidentally stumbled across like a 10 utterly adorable vines to warm your heart this winter. And Nora's on there, but it's
with
original.
Eating ass?
Not with eating ass.
Well, I hope Nora finds herself in her life and experiments in the things that she wants to do at her own pace, whether it's peeing herself or eating ass maybe when she's older. I don't want to do say
you
that. Good luck, Nora. I just want her to live a long
child.
I don't want her to do it now. I don't want her to do it now.
You can't serve. You can't like serve a dish of ass to Nora.
My jaw just drops.
Serve a dish of ass.
My ass. I just want Nora to have a long, good life.
Have you ever served a dish of ass?
Oh my God, honey.
To a child?
No, not to a child. I'm a man.
Yeah.
Only
sometimes.
Here for men. No.
No, it's just like sometimes you're a man.
I'm always a man.
Other times you're not yet a woman.
Speaking of Britney, did you see what happened yesterday?
Oh, wait, yeah, that was a, look at us.
Oh my God. It's like we're good at something.
My God.
Right.
Sometimes. Wait.
What?
Britney.
Oh, sometimes.
Sometimes I run.
Oh my God. Imagine if Nora did a cover of Sometimes. That is what the world needs.
And then, like, sometimes I run, sometimes I hide. It's like, sometimes I eat ass.
Sometimes I
pee my pants.
I guess the equivalent of.
It's like a hard
sometimes
rhyme.
I run, and sometimes, because she was asked, do you pee your pants? Sometimes I have the runs.
Okay, no, why has that got to be a poop joke for you?
I'm not trying for
you
it to be.
You are all about that potty
you
humor.
You know what? I literally thought, they got asked, do you pee your pants? That's potty humor. And
but that's
you liked it.
Funny.
Oh, wow, drag. Somebody
a pee joke's okay. A poop joke, a fart joke.
Oh, so she's got.
I got class.
Class. Do you ever eat class?
So talk to me about Britney.
Oh, Britney tweeted me. That's all.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
What did she have to say?
Well, I had tweeted her. Well, you had told me, are you going to tweet a picture of you with the snake around your neck to Britney?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good at, like, marketing.
Corey's brilliant
and, like,
in things. I'll give you sometimes some type of credit.
Sometimes
some type of credit. So Corey was like, tweet a picture of you with the snake around your neck from the Indonesia leg of Amazing Race to Britney Spears, because during the episode I was like, wow, I feel like I'm a slave for you, Britney, in VMAs 2001. And so I tweeted it to her. I said, I hope I made you proud. And she said, I don't even know what
she said. She said proud back to you, but she used it in quotes, which I felt like was a waste of two characters in a 140 character tweet.
She said, oh no, she's saying proud, in quotes, doesn't quite sum it up, dot, 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 loving the snake look on you, Tyler. Which I'm like, I feel like loving the snake look on you, Tyler, is my, what I'm gonna say to people anytime they're like shady or like, they betray people. I'm loving the snake
when
look on you.
When you tweet me the snake emoji and I reply, loving the snake look on you, Tyler.
Oh, anytime you, wait, what was the thing that everyone was calling you savage for?
Because I said your ex-boyfriend looks like a dragon.
Loving the snake look on you, Corey. Anytime somebody's shady or savage, I'm going to be
I'm loving that snake look on you. If the Amazing Race has taught the children anything, it's that I once dated a Yeti and you once dated a dragon.
Mm-hmm. Life's good for us.
I mean, it was mostly like the long face and the like snaggly teeth.
Of the dragon or of the Yeti?
And the like ratty hair. The dragon.
I'm trying to think which ex that could be.
I mean, there's just so many to choose from.
I leave them all just stranded on the floor like dolls used up sometimes.
What? You leave your exes on the floor?
I imagine my path of life and just these boys strewn about. Strewn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like a pile of broken hearts.
I'm a, what's that animal?
Savage.
Yeah.
Barely even human.
What's that animal that kills their husbands and things?
Praying mantis.
Perhaps.
I think it's the female kills the husband. Yeah.
Me.
What if it's
a black widow baby.
What if it's...
I'm a black widow baby.
What if it's two like lesbian praying mantises, manti? Do they like...
I don't know.
Sex and then rip each other's heads off?
Scissor each other's heads?
Well, I mean, they don't just have to scissor.
I'm aware, but I'm trying to give them options.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A text.
Somebody. I don't even know who this is.
Ugh. Well, I think you should just like read it out loud or respond.
No, it was a tweet from someone and I didn't know who it was. You know how verified people, you'll see that.
Yeah. So were you sad that Prince died? Speaking of animals that kill each other. I mean, if you think about it, we're all just animals killing each other.
I'm going to get real with you for half a second. I was never a Prince fan.
I know that about
Not
you.
Not actively. Like, I didn't dislike him, but, like, I just never got into him.
I think there's some, like, good songs you would like.
When the Doves Cry.
When the Doves Cry.
I did enjoy that.
I think
that.
It's just When Doves Cry.
I have vivid memories of my dad driving me back from Jackson to Okemos in seventh grade. And me playing When Doves Cry.
You chose to play it.
I would play it over and over and over. And I would blast it. And so that, because usually we would be arguing in that car ride.
Yeah.
I put that on and I remember listening to that and having it on repeat and not arguing with my dad because that was on repeat. And he liked the song and I liked the song.
How many times do you think
moment of peace. We were the Doves.
Wow.
And
who was crying?
Not me during that time.
Were you crying on the inside?
I could have been, yeah. That's my only Prince man.
How many times do you think you could listen to that song on a drive from Jackson to Okemos?
Well, let me look it up. A drive from Jackson,
it's roughly
Michigan.
40 minutes, depending on how close to the highway
We would have to leave like at 7 a.m. And you know what was the nice thing about that?
Would
hear Jamie McKibben.
Yeah.
Big Dog in the Morning.
Just start that radio show.
And he would always have his,
co-host?
No. His, you know, when you call in,
Trivia.
The trivia.
Oh, my cousin and I would win that trivia.
Isn't it weird that, the trivia nowadays, if you do trivia nowadays on a radio station, people can just Google it.
I think
like
was...
back then you couldn't really just,
yeah.
On your car ride.
Well, not from a phone. Well, and still texting and driving is bad as well as Googling and driving.
You're telling me.
So you really only liked When Doves Cry.
Yeah.
Have you heard Raspberry Beret?
Yeah, well, now I have. Now that Prince is dead, no offense to his, I feel like that's a harsh sentence.
I mean, it's not. No, you can say that he's dead. It's a fact.
I'm like, no offense
no
to his
No disrespect.
Body. Oh, that's, sure, yeah,
it's
whatever.
It's fact, it's fact.
Now that Prince is dead.
Okay, well, if you say it like that, maybe a little bit of disrespect.
Now that, oh, okay, I was about to go worse. I was going to say.
What are you, stop mouthing things away from the mic.
Now that he's
savage.
I love the snake look on you. Now that he's dead,
those heels, honey.
I keep hearing now everyone's doing tribute songs and blah blah blah.
Since he died, I have not heard a single Prince song that was played on the radio or anything other than like just me playing his music myself.
Are you? Oh, I also don't listen to the radio.
So where are you hearing it?
On my news feeds, everyone's posting covers of, like, last night I just watched Stevie Wonder.
I get it. So now.
Doing a cover of Purple Rain.
I get it.
I'm like, and then I had seen, you sent me Jessie J covering Purple Rain.
Oh,
and
Jessie
then I
J
saw everyone else covering Purple Rain. And I had never heard Purple Rain until he died.
I think once when we were at the flea market, I tried to convince you to buy a Prince record and you wouldn't do it. And this was before I had my record player. This was before I girl put my records on.
I bet the price of Prince records has gone up at the flea market.
God,
since
you're
last
probably
week.
Right. My brother went the other weekend. I should have asked him to check it out. So you haven't heard Raspberry Beret?
No. Oh yeah, I have. But like I hadn't.
But
before
you don't
he died.
Love it.
I don't. I feel nothing about it. I feel nothing.
My dad used to play it all the time when we would go up north to go skiing. And so it was easily my favorite Prince song, although I really also love Let's Go Crazy. Are his songs on Spotify yet?
None of his music's on Spotify.
I was going to tell anyone listening to listen to those two songs if they need to like dip their toe in the pool of Prince.
Yikes.
But, I mean, I guess they can Google it because like you've done it.
Well, I've done the math, Corey.
Oh, God. I know that we were waiting. It took you 15 minutes
in
to
the
figure
trip
this
from
out.
Jackson to Okemos.
Yeah.
It's 43 minutes.
Okay. Did you go door to door?
Oh, honey, she did. She did. Sometimes.
Okay.
It's 43 minutes. And then the album version of When Doves Cry is 6 minutes.
Shit.
So you can listen to When Doves Cry seven times.
Oh my God.
Roughly.
It took you that long to figure it out.
I had to do a bit of Googling and then I had to open my calculator app.
Yeah. Oh my God. 6 times 7 is 42.
Well, not just.
Always, not just sometimes.
Not just open my calculator app. I had to close my CAD app to get to my calculator.
God. You know there's a calculator on your computer too.
I'm there.
Do you have the
Did you know that you can just click the
the
magnifying glass and type in your
type
equation
right in there?
I love that.
I know like tricks about computers.
What other tricks do you know?
I know. I know to not hang out with parrots this year because they'll kill you.
That's not a computer trick.
Well, it could be. I used my computer to find it out. So you tell me.
I will tell you sometimes. Okay, so you heard me talk about it at the beginning of the episode, but I want to bring it back up again. You are going to be hearing me talk about this survey a couple of times until we get enough responses, so go do the survey right now. If you go to psychobabblesurvey.com, you can take a couple of minutes to let us know all the things you love about the podcast, the things that you would want to change about the podcast, who you want to hear as a special guest on the podcast, episodes that you would love us to do. I just want to basically know a little bit more about you and about what you think of the podcast, and if you've been listening for all the episodes so far. I appreciate it so much, but you have been hearing so much about us. I want to hear more about you. So take a couple minutes, go to psychobabblesurvey.com. And like I said, we just want to know what you love, what you want changed, and how we can make the podcast as good as possible. So go do the survey, psychobabblesurvey.com. I just want to know what you think. And if you want to keep it free, this is a good way for us to help make it free. So go take the survey. I love you forever if you do. Tweet me like a little the results page if you do, so I can give love to people that do it. And tweet it at Tyler Oakley, and I'm going to give love to anybody that takes the survey and sends me a little screenshot. Okay, thanks, y'all.
Were you sad China died?
Now that is another person I do not care about.
Do you know anything about her?
I know.
Did you
that
ever watch wrestling?
No, and I really want to go to one event.
I really want to go to one.
I want to go to one wrestling.
I was like,
I
who was
more
telling
into...
us about taking us to wrestling events?
Probably me.
Maria Menounos. I actually think it was Maria Menounos.
It was, because she said that she like,
she's like big into wrestling.
She introduced an event or something. Yeah. I was like, of course you did.
Did you, like, my whole, what that would have been, year would have been, maybe like 9th or 10th grade of high school.
What about your whole?
I always would watch wrestling. We'd watch like Monday Night Raw and like.
How raw?
Thursday Night Heat, or maybe it was Tuesday Night Heat.
I don't like this. All I'm picking up is a couple words from this sentence. Raw, whole, heat.
I didn't say whole girl.
7 years old.
I didn't say.
Sometimes.
I didn't say any of that. And then they would have like the pay-per-view. Did you ever, like, get anything on pay-per-view?
my perception of pay-per-view is porn. Is that true?
No, they have wrestling matches like King of the Ring and like a Ultimate Ladder Wrestling.
A lot of porn can have that theme.
I think, I was going to say, yeah, King of the Ring sounds.
That's what they called me. King of the Ring.
And it's like a cock ring?
No, I'm thinking like the ring around your Rosie. I gotta go.
Lord, are you a ringer?
Ring around the Rosie, pocket full of Tyler Posey.
Are you a ringer?
I don't know what that means. A redhead?
A Lord of the Ring fan.
Oh my God, I need to tell you.
That's what they call themselves.
When I was young, we had, for some reason, like 1 month, we had 7,000 channels. So there I was like at 3 a.m.
Well, yeah, like once upon a time, they'll like give you like free HBO for 2 weeks or like, oh, we used to get like Disney Channel.
Showtime 4.
What's
which,
on that?
Bitch, let me tell you. Some type of Lord of the Rings parody porn. And I remember watching it on the lowest volume and thinking, oh my God.
At what like kind of nice PM. World did all of you live in where you didn't have to like try to watch porn on the like porn channels and it would just be like blurry, but you could like hear the noises and sounds and like sometimes the picture would like unpixelate and you would actually be able to see a glimpse
see a
of
little
something.
Bit of shaft.
Yeah, it was mostly like
a little bit of
like,
whole heat.
It was like a lot, a little bit of like a nipple.
Oh my
or
God.
Like a breast.
Now you can just Google nipple.
Right.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Stone Age.
Girl, you're
I had to like adjust
me.
The antenna on the TV to like get a blurry titty.
Nothing like a blurry titty. I still prefer it like that. It's just a nice blurry titty. I don't like the word titty.
Titty. Titty.
Titty.
What's that song that's like?
Purple Rain.
No, what's that song that's like? Poor kitty can't have the titty because the titty's got
my jaw dropped.
None milks in it.
Okay, is that a Prince song or a China song? Is that on Billboard right now? Wait, what? I have a question. I don't mean to leave your subject of this titty lyric.
Found it. It's
great.
Called Tough Titty.
Well, that who recorded it originally? Is that
it's a tough titty, said the kitty when the milk went dry.
Oh my God, Corey, I have a story. Last night, I took a sip of milk, cause you know how I had a PB&J for dinner. Oh my God, I went to get my
and it
almond
was curdled.
Milk. I went and get my, got
can
my
almond milk. Mark kill girl?
Let me tell
I'll
you.
Try that again. Can almond milk curdle?
Sometimes I took a sip and it was sour. I spat it out into my sink and I went straight to bed. I said, well,
and
this
you
is
were like, tough titty said the kitty because the milk's no good.
The milk was no good. I thought almond milk could go. And my almond milk said good till December 2016. I'm like, what year is it?
I think they should hashtag tough titty.
Oh my God.
And then they should tell us.
Send us your favorite picture of a hard, hard boob.
I was just, no, that's awful. Like don't do that.
Silicone.
They can't Google that. I want them to
oh,
just
don't.
Hashtag
don't do that, then.
Tough titty and then say like, what's tough, like, oh, tough titty. My. You can't go to school today.
What?
Yeah, that's tough titty for you.
Sometimes. Just send us whatever the fuck you want.
Did you watch the Ted Cruz? Did you watch the Ted Cruz lookalike porn? Speaking of tough titties.
No. I wanted to ask you before you leave that. What? Okay. With Prince, we were talking about it.
Yeah.
I want to know, because I saw that he, because of, wait, do all of these covers and shit go toward Billboard shit?
I don't know about like covers. I don't believe so. But then no, not like covers, not like Adam Levine.
Then how does like a parody of what's that one where everyone was like shaking in their living room?
Because they were doing it to the original song over the video.
And that counted toward Billboard.
Yes. Just like when that
so if you really want a song to go number one,
you need to copyright it. You need to copyright it on your YouTube channel.
No, what you need to do is have it become a meme. Then why didn't Runaway with Meme go number one?
Because that's like a 10-second clip. No one's doing the whole song.
So we really did it wrong with Carly.
Well, did you know my argument was that I honestly think like... Tell
me.
I was like, I think I could get like 100 YouTubers to all make like great videos of themselves to the like full... length version of the one that got away by Katy Perry. And if like 100 YouTubers did it and it all got like millions and millions and millions of views, then the one that got away would go back to number one and it wouldn't, and then she would have like 6 number ones off that album. That's what I dream about.
Literally.
Getting all my friends to make.
Me with Mary the Knight. Yeah. I'm like.
Well, girl, Mary the Knight went number 29.
I'm aware. She's aware.
I think where you were going with this was like. Impact of like an artist dying and how well their music like reached.
So you guys, I was asking Corey about this. I was like, so when you corpse it out, like what happens to your discography? Like, cause clearly you sell a lot. I read that.
People buy shit.
Yeah, people buy shit. But I read
memorabilia.
Right. I read that he sold, I think something like 3 point something million albums and singles, like a combination of both, not just like album sales or single sales.
See, I didn't actually read the numbers.
But what has that, how has that impacted his Billboard?
I mean, he had like 6 songs go back into the Hot 100, which is pretty good.
Do you think a little bit of Beyonce is a little bit of annoyed?
No.
Let's get real. Like, she's not going to say it out loud.
She probably loves and respects Prince.
Same.
And girl, if you're releasing an album to title only to begin with, you're not going to really chart. According to Billboard, anyways, because Tidal won't give Billboard their numbers.
That's shady. I didn't know that.
So they don't really count Tidal streams for stuff.
What was I going to release exclusively on Tidal?
Your dick pics?
No.
Sometimes.
No, I'm looking at the iTunes top songs and top albums right now. It's half Prince, half Beyonce in both.
Yeah.
Well, albums is just Prince. All Prince. And Hamilton. Are you going to see Hamilton?
I don't know. I want to see the Sarah Bareilles musical before I see anything.
Hey. Jesse Tyler Ferguson he just saw it last night, I think. He was tweeting about it. He liked it.
Oh my God.
And Corey.
Sometimes
they give you like pie. They give everyone in the audience pie.
Well, I believe that Sarah would do that because she's a nice person.
Okay, so when Katie dies.
Oh my God, don't even wish that.
Everyone dies.
Not Katie. She's E.T.
What?
She's an E.T.
No, so if Katie dies, maybe she'll get her 6 number one from that album.
Oh my God. No, like Teenage Dream and California Girls would be like the ones that reach her. Firework.
I was on a hike the other day.
Depends on when she dies,
and
truly.
Guess what came on shuffle? Pearl.
Wow. I took that off of my phone.
Wow.
And it's not on my Katy Perry master list on Spotify.
I was listening to Katy Perry Shuffle on Spotify.
Do you have my Katy Perry playlist?
Is Pearl on it?
It's all her good songs.
The question stands.
No.
So, what? And my favorite part of the Katy Perry documentary, what is that? Would you call it a documentary or like a concert movie or whatever? What's it called?
It's an experience. Sure. Let's just call it an experience.
It's no Snervous, but what is it called?
Part of me.
My favorite part is this little boy at a meet and greet.
I want to go home and watch that.
That would
today.
Be great. It's on Netflix.
Not
I think.
With you though.
Okay, cool. My favorite part is the little boy being like, she asks her. Wait, how does the conversation go?
She asks him like what his favorite song off of Teenage Dream is, and he says Pearl, and she's like, oh, a true fan.
That's like a Gaga fan being like, oh, my favorite song is what? God, ew, what did like, you say your favorite song was?
What's that, like, Jewels and Jugs?
Ew! No offense, Gaga. Jewels and Drugs was a mistake for everyone. Big mistake.
Wait, so you don't want to talk about Ted Cruz? Lookalikes porn? Give me the highlight.
What is the situation? So that person was...
I'm like a dad, so I'm on Facebook
quite
a bit.
It's always in my Facebook trends.
And it was like on my Facebook trends, and it was like.
And part of me is like, is that tailored to the people I follow and friends with?
I wonder, because I do see a lot of like Michigan things on there that aren't just like Flint water.
So are all of our friends Maury fans?
And actually, no.
How do you say
and like I see.
Maury.
And I also see like Survivor and Grey's Anatomy stuff trending, and I'm like, is this tailored to me?
It surely is.
So there was like a. Woman who looked kind of like Ted Cruz.
Don't gender my lookalike.
On a Maury show. And it was like over like one of those paternity, like not the father episodes, I believe.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, I don't know who stumbled.
She looked,
it did look like Ted Cruz in a wig.
The,
What?
Okay. So, but then.
I know what men in wigs look like.
But then she got brought back on Maury.
Oh, wait.
This was an old, old episode.
Okay.
And they found the clip and then people were like, wait a minute.
Wait, so she recently went back on Maury?
And then Maury was like.
Is Maury still on the air?
Yes, Henny. Then Maury brought her back and was like, we've got the Ted Cruz lookalike that was on our show a decade ago.
No.
Yes. And then a porn company reached out to her and was like, we'll give you $10,000 to do a porn. As the Ted Cruz lookalike.
Wait, and they only wanted it for 6 minutes?
A 6 minute porn? That's sensible. Who's got time to scroll and try to find? I mean, you know what parts of a video you like. You're either into the middle or you're going straight to the end.
Did you realize that like a 6 minute video is just like 100 vines?
Wow.
Does that blow your mind?
I'm no math major, but 42 minute car rides. You can listen to Prince cry 7 times.
Wait, so is she doing it?
I don't know. Time will tell. We'll report
Would
back.
You watch that? Do you think she's got
honey,
that tough
I'll watch
titty?
Anything. I watched a Lord of the Rings parody porn on Pay-Per-View 8. So yes, I'll watch her tough titty.
I was going to ask you if you ever watched that one porn video our friend was telling us about, but it was like so wrong. I don't even want to like
which one?
Name it. I don't even want people to Google. I literally have to tell you on the car ride.
Just whisper or mouth it to me.
It has to do with something we talked about earlier.
We talk about a lot in a Wednesday
tough
morning.
Titties.
It's only 10 a.m., but we've talked about a lot today.
Truly.
Wait, what is it?
I can't. I really,
mouth it to
I
me.
Really can't say. Well, you have to talk while I mouth, otherwise it gets very boring for them.
What?
Yeah.
Straight porn?
Yeah. You're
no,
bad.
I'm not. I'm you have gross horrible, and you have freaky, horrible, but I'm not that freaky.
You have horrible eyesight. You can't really read lips.
And I was busy thinking about saying daba doo ba daba doo.
The funny thing is, like, we're both have our.
Would you watch Scrappy Doo get fucked? We gotta go.
Sometimes.
Okay, you guys, if you want to subscribe, you can.
Sometimes.
How do people subscribe, Corey?
Well, you go into the iTunes and you, like, click it. I think.
Okay, great. Fuck.
And you also follow me on the interwebs.
You know what?
At Corey Cool, almost everywhere.
And while you're subscribing on iTunes, be sure to give us a rating. I want to give some love to people who have given us ratings recently. Let's see. Most recent ratings. Mitzgein says, I'm living every time I listen to Psychobabble. They do not fail to make me laugh. Love the stories. Oh my God. The next review is from Jenna, and she says, Baby loves the Daddies podcast.
I read one that said, all it says is, this is so funny with the okay emoji from Mia.
Great. No words, but chicken. Is that review and with 5 stars.
Just a chicken.
I appreciate that. Immensely.
Gosh. I wish I would have let all of these load. I would have, like, keyword searched for my name misspelled.
Ooh, here's a good one. From Jack, it has 1 star. Jack says, completely sacrilegious for no reason. Completely ignoring the fact that gays can be Christian, too. Listen, gays can be Christian. So who's ignoring it now? You piece of shit.
Better go change your review, bitch.
Bitch, go home, no. Jack. Every time I see the word sacrilegious, I think of ball sacks. What do you think?
Well, that sounds like something.
Or cul-de-sacs.
Maybe I'll read it right now while I'm here.
Okay. Are you reading some reviews?
No, but I think I'm...
Oh, you're rating it.
Yeah, I'm rating it.
Oh, thank you.
But
That's the equivalent of favoriting your own tweet.
Yeah, so go over there, rate it, send us some love.
Don't be like Jack. Don't leave 1 star.
And have a good Tuesday if you're a true fan listening to this on the day that it came out.
Okay.
Later.
Bye.